Women Movement. Hi everyone, it's brilliant to see so many of you here today. I think you should all give yourselves a big cheer. I want to talk to you about coal. Being someone who's always been motivated by justice in the global south, coal is not a subject that I ever thought I'd hear myself thinking and talking about so much. But coal is historically the biggest cause of climate change. And climate change is one of the biggest injustices of our time. At the moment, the UK is standing at a crossroads in terms of its electricity production. Over the next few years, old, dirty coal-fired power stations across the country are scheduled to be shut down. This could and should be fantastic news. This could be one of the biggest opportunities we have had to move away from dirty, climate-damaging fossil fuels and towards a green energy revolution. But instead, our government is proposing a whole generation of new coal-fired power stations. Starting with King's North in Kent. Building new coal-fired power stations at this time is the most damaging thing that we could do in terms of climate change. We must stop coal if we're going to stop dangerous runaway climate change. But this is only possible if people like you demand it. All positive action on climate change has happened because of the actions of people like you. Thanks to the actions of people like you, last week a new law was announced to dramatically cut our carbon emissions. This wouldn't have happened without ordinary people raising their voice and demanding it. But if the government allow E.ON to go ahead with plans for new coal at King's North, it will make a mockery of this law and of the efforts of people like you who've campaigned so hard to get it. So E.ON's King's North is the first in line of 8 new coal-fired power stations currently being proposed. King's North would emit as much as the whole country of Ghana, as much as the 30 lowest emitting countries combined. Last week, the World Development Movement published a report revealing that this one power station could be responsible for 30,000 climate refugees. That's 30,000 people being forced to flee from their homes. And these people are amongst the people who are the poorest on our planet already. These are the people that are least responsible for climate change. But these are the people who are suffering its impacts first and worst. And in the future, this is only going to get worse unless we take action now. Let's be clear. People living in poverty are already suffering because of climate change. Because of climate change, people are already suffering from disease, from droughts that are killing their crops, from cyclones that are destroying their houses, water shortages, and famine caused directly by climate change that they are not responsible for causing. Take some of the people living in the thousands of islands in the Ganges River Delta, which are being washed away as the sea levels rise. These people consume virtually no fossil fuels. They have no electricity, they use candles for light, and they get around by walking or using rowing boats. For these people, there is no question about where the responsibility lies. The responsibility lies with us. So it's us who must take action. So, from our government, we've had targets, procedures and policies, but what we need to see is action. Thank you for marching today. Please continue to march. To campaign, to petition.
Action from the government, that would be me, I'm the Prime Minister.
Okay.
Hi. Woo! Yeah, come on! Now, it's really cold. I'm going to be quiet. It's really cold, and we need to keep warm, or we're going to die. Okay, that's one more moment, madam.
Get off the stage.
One more moment. We've run out of fuel. All your old people are going to die. All your children are going to die.